And it is Rugby League showpiece this weekend, of course, the NRL Grand Final, and it is between the Penrith Panthers and the Parramatta Eels. And at this point, the Panthers are pretty warm favourites in most people's thinking. Is that the case in the mind of Lewis Brown? Of course, Lewis played 84 games for the Warriors, 66 for the Panthers, 48 for Manly, and of course 15 games for the Kiwis, and plenty to talk to Lewis about as we welcome into the show. Morning, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Smitty, for having me. Really excited about this weekend. The build-up over here in Sydney's been pretty crazy, to be honest, even though the weather's a bit gloomy. Hopefully she clears up for Sunday. We can have some dry weather footy.
Hey, and Lewis, you look at the Dally M's the other night, and you look at the team that was announced and the fact that Brad Arthur wasn't even nominated as Coach of the Year, and you ask yourself this question: how did Parramatta even get to the grand final?
Yeah, that's a great question, Smitty. You know, I look at the Dally M's, and you know, the judging system's a bit different these days. I think there's been a bit of chat about how they can obviously evolve that over time and get a bit of clearing voting system. But yeah, they're just the team that holds together strong. Brad Arthur, people want to play for him. A lot of people probably don't realise outside of Australia that, you know, Parramatta is pretty much a glamour club of the West, and they have been the big brother of Penrith for a very, very long time. So this matchup has sort of been watering around in the mouth for a while here in Sydney, and you know, I think they play rugged footy. I think you know, against the Cowboys, they found themselves in a slot at 20 to 12 down, and you know, Parramatta of the old, the last few years, probably the last decade, would have folded and probably put the keys in the pocket and ready to walk out of the stadium. But they showed some fight, and that's what scares me about Penrith's chances this weekend. You know, that fight that Parramatta have got.
So who's at home? Does anyone feel at home here? I mean, for Parramatta, it's what, 10 minutes down the road. For the Panthers, it's probably about 30 minutes away. I mean, it's very much a Western final, but it's a stadium which is massive, of course. And it's not a stadium that they use very often at all, these sides. These players, probably for most of them, it's the first time they'll actually walk onto it. Does anyone have an advantage in that regard?
No, well, that sort of thing to me, it's more of a neutral ground. I think at the end of the day, the Panthers probably have played a game there, have played a final series there. You know, both Battle of the West, like you said, 10 minutes up the road from Parramatta, about 35 k's from Penrith. You know, the first week of the finals, there was chat about people wanting to move that game because they felt like it wasn't fair about Penrith having that less of fans there, that they could get more there, that they could take it to a neutral ground and have a bigger atmosphere. But this weekend, I think, you know, it sold out. I think we're going to have 90,000 Penrith and Parramatta fans going at it. It's going to be a great day of footy, and the gala of footy here during the week as well has just been outstanding. You know, the last 2 years it's been under protocol, and you know that's the heartland of rugby league out here in Sydney, is in Parramatta and Penrith, and it's just been awesome to see the teams to be able to go out and celebrate the week that they're having with their communities, and you know they're two of the biggest fan bases in the whole of the NRL. So it's great to see, you know, footy alive here in Sydney, and really well.
The Cleary connection can't be ignored, Lewis, of course, because it's not always the case where fathers and sons are mixed together in a sporting environment, especially a high-pressure one, and it actually works. Sometimes there's conflict. But it seems in this case, the Ivan Cleary, Nathan Cleary mix has been pretty damn good.
Yeah, you're right, Smitty. Like, you know, you see a lot of cases where it isn't the right mix and there's an imbalance there, and but this one just sort of seems to click, doesn't it? And you know, the kid is he's got the world at his feet. He's probably the most professional kid under 25 I've met. He takes the game very seriously. You know, I was fortunate enough to be able to babysit him when I was younger, when I moved to Penrith, actually, and you know, got to know him pretty well. And obviously, having Ivan at the Warriors and also following over him to Penrith, I got to know Ivan pretty well. And they're just a great family, very humble, very down to earth, and you know, it's just one of those things that you just you know, like I saw Nathan talking during the week, and sometimes he just has to pinch himself to realise that he's actually going on this journey with his dad. To go back-to-back, you know, let alone with your teammates, but to do it with your coach and your dad would be something certainly special. But also on the flip side, you know, Brad Arthur and Jacob Arthur, you know, there's going to be history this weekend. It's going to be the first time the two coaches have their two sons playing for their two teams. So, you know, just good to see that. Also, good to see young kids coming through, coaches' kids coming through and the talent coming through. But, yeah, getting back to Nathan, yeah, he's going to have a lot of traffic coming this way. But, you know, he's one of those people that studies the game, knows what everyone does, where everyone's going to be. You know, he's just one of those players that's two steps ahead, and he's showing that throughout the final series.
What is about Ivan Cleary? Lewis, as you say, you're great friends of his, you're close to the family. You've been a player underneath his guidance as well. You know him very well. It doesn't appear from the outside that he's a Ricky Stewart, Craig Bellamy type. You don't see him ranting and raving. You don't see his name too much in any headlines as such. He's just seems to be a businessman.
Yeah, he's just a real down to earth, guy. He's a black and white coach, so obviously when you walk around at training, it's black and white. There's never any grey areas where you stand. He's truthful, even though the truth hurts sometimes. But you know that criticism that you get, that construction criticism from him, helps you with your game, helps you move forward, and helps you grow as a player. He doesn't like the limelight. And you know he builds his game, he builds his teams on culture. You know, if you look across the board, you know he's been to three clubs and he's had success there. He's built great cultures there. He did that at the Warriors. He did that for a small when I first went to Penrith, and then he went to the Tigers and had them humming for a bit. And then he's gone back to Panthers, and he's pretty much just close to. You know, creating a little dynasty out there. So that's the type of person he is. He builds his game on one percenters, you know, those small kick pressure, you know, getting on loose balls, you know, tidying up tackles. He's not big on the big plays. He thinks that stuff's going to come next once you build your foundations on the basics. And if you look at Penrith, that's what they do very well. They do the one percenters. They know their role. They know their job. And at the end of the day, it's a 17-man game, and each player and 1 to 17 know what their role is that night.
Lewis, a lot of people have been commenting and having their opinion on how this game will go this weekend, and everyone who talks about Parramatta's chances say the one thing they have to do is shut Nathan Cleary down. How do you do that?
I think just kick pressure. I think if you looked in at the first finals game between the two teams, you know, they gave him no kick pressure. If you look at the Origin, whereas Queensland, they really, really, you know, really gave him kick pressure, especially in games one and three. And once again, if you look back at that, that's Billy Slater coming from the Melbourne system, built on doing the small things. And I think kick pressure is a big one for, you know, Parramatta this weekend. Nathan kicked them off the park last time. But I also think that the Parramatta forward pack's really got to kick the front door down. They've got to go through the front door, you know, through the middle. They've got big enough forwards. They've just got to be hungry enough to want it. And it's going to be a big contest, but I believe it's going to be a close game. A lot of people are picking Penrith. You know, that's where my heart lays, but I can't really put a knife through them. I think it's going to be a very, very, very tight game.
Outstanding. And as a sideline too, before we let you go, Lewis, a little bit about the Rugby World Cup, which is not that far away either. There's eight members of the Samoan World Cup team playing in this grand final, which makes them, if they can galvanise with the Samoan jersey, a real threat at World Cup time as well.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the World Cup, Smitty. I think it's probably going to be one of the best Rugby League World Cups that we get to see. You know, you got kids like Joseph Suaalii, like playing for Samoa. You know, Jerome Luai playing for Samoa. Brian Po'o putting his hand up. So, you know, it's a bit of a lucky dip at the moment who's going to go over to England and be able to handle that cold weather and be able to control the ball. But it's great for international rugby league. it's probably something that struggled in the past and certainly struggled after COVID. So it's great to get it back on its feet and have a great showcase over in England and starting next week in October.
Lewis Brown, always great catching up. Great to hear your views on this, particularly with your association with the Clearys. Enjoy the occasion, mate. Having been there yourself, you know exactly what the players are in for. Have a terrific weekend, eh?
Thank you, Smitty. Appreciate you, mate.